No, I'm not saying anybody in particular or anything like that. I'm just saying, like, without getting into the politics of it, it's like, it's kind of hard to get that, right?
Yeah.
So when I got my room, I know the bartender, I know the owners of the bar, and I just wanted to have as close to the DC Improv as possible. You guys probably haven't been there, but, like, we have candles, we have tables, you can order food, they have hookahs there. It's a really, like, it's an environment that I wanted the audience to come and want to stay versus, you know, you came to see your friend for 5 minutes and then you leave. And so with that, I just said, well, I want to do 10 to 15, so who am I? Like, I think I'm funny or I'm not, but other people might think they're funny. So that's kind of where I came up with the time. And it's also about being comfortable, you know, like, you tell people they got 10 minutes, they don't rush. They get comfortable. They have time to interact with the audience. They have time to build, like, a pseudo rapport before they're rushed off the stage. And that actually played out really well on Thursday. Paris Sachet was there.
Hey, Paris. And,
I love Paris.
I love Paris.
I love Paris.
Paris killed it. But
she's great.
She literally was having a conversation with the audience. Like, they were... It was exactly what I wanted, and it was the first time that I've really seen it, like, the whole way play out. But I was like, that's what I want this to be. So you don't get 25, but, you know, 10 to 15, end on your best joke, and that's all. Just enjoy the room, and it's been working out. So
this is really an awesome room, and it's a big stage. Let me tell you.
Okay, so where is this place? Hold on, can we get?
We was gonna get to that part. And that was actually before you cut me off. Before you was playing Words of Friends, I was getting ready to go as Rick.
I'm not playing Words of Friends.
Okay, so you playing Words Scrabble? Anyway, we're gonna ask you, where's the room? Where's it located? And
The room is at a bar called Zeba in Columbia Heights, DC. It's like 3 blocks north of the Columbia Heights Metro, across from the fire station there. Mm. You can't miss it. It's got Christmas lights hanging out outside of it. But the thing about the bar is, like, a lot of people don't know that there's an upstairs. So when you walk in, you kind of walk into, like, this dive bar, and it looks like a dive bar. But if you go up the stairs, it's like a whole different environment. Like, this bar literally has, like, 4 different environments. There's the outdoor patio, then there's the dive bar part, then there's the upstairs where the show is, and then there's a back patio.
Okay.
So, you know, it's every Thursday. Shows, we try to start at 9. We've been pushing it back to, like, 9:30, letting people trickle up from downstairs. Yeah, the website, you can sign up on the website or hit me up on Facebook. I prefer the website just because it's easier for me to manage, which is dcuptowncomedy.com. That's dcuptowncomedy.com. And for all the fellas out there who are listening, it's easy to remember as D Cup Town.
Wow.
D Cup Town. I saw that coming.
.com. It's always easy to remember
coming.
That way. every Thursday, 9 o'clock.
Cool.
Cool.
Ian, I was actually there when Mike was there.
That destroyed
when
it.
Yeah. R.I.P.
That night.
I'm humble. Give all that to God.
And that's when I actually first met you. What I noticed when I was there, it didn't feel like an open mic. It felt more like a showcase. Because of the amount of time that the comics had, you know, I thought it was pretty cool that everyone had ample time to really get into it. And the crowd there, it was a real cool atmosphere too. You know, that was the thing that I noticed the most about it. But what are your plans for, like, the future of it? Like, where do you plan to go after this?
That was a good question, Greg. 2 points.
Ding ding. So, you know, my current plans are just to build a room that everybody knows about, both comics and I think there's a lot of people that are regulars at the bar that they don't know about it. Mm-hmm. And so they're like, oh, you're still doing that? Like, you hear that all the time. Like, you're still doing that comedy thing? And it's like, yeah, we do it every Thursday. This past Thursday, these two regulars that I've known for, like, the past 6 months. I was like, you guys coming upstairs to the show? They were like, oh, yeah, maybe, kind of. I didn't know you were doing that tonight. All right, cool. But when Paris was up there ripping it, they trickled on up because they heard everybody laughing.
Right.
You know, and I think, you know, one of the things is that people, when you say there's a comedy show, there's, like, a certain connotation. Like, if it's not at the Improv or it's not where you paid a ticket, people have a certain connotation. And so I'm just trying to, like, break that first.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just trying to break that first. So the candles and like the atmosphere and stuff like that, they come upstairs and everybody's always like, oh, wow, this is different. Like you weren't expecting that, you know? And then after that, you know, I just, like I always tell, like I do a little comic call before the show and I'm just like, this is room for both. It's for the audience, but it's for the comics, you know? Like I want to have a place where you have an audience to do 15 minutes in front of, you know? Like, and that's kind of hard to do if it's not a monthly show that was ticketed. You know, it's kind of hard to get a room full every Thursday. But you guys keep killing it, keep doing a good show. People start coming back. They start bringing friends. That's kind of what's happened so far. When I started, it was just my friends sitting in the audience. They came to support me like the first 3 or 4 weeks. But now, I don't know anybody in the audience. Right. My friends didn't even come 1 week. Like they're texting me, you know, oh, I'm on my way. I'm like, it's 10:30. Like, yeah, we end at 11. Like, just stay wherever you are. But yeah, so, you know, now it's like, I don't know the people in the audience. And that to me, that's showing me that it's doing well.
Right.
People are bringing back friends. And then there's the one guy that I recognize and he's with three friends. He's like, yeah, I brought these guys, you know, whatever.
Right.
People are starting to come back. They have their favorites. Like someone was there the other night because they heard Paris was going to be there. You know, like she had been there before and they loved her. And I guess they're following me on Twitter or Facebook and I tell who's going to perform. And I'm like, oh, this week it's these people, you know. And so they came back. After that, I don't know. Like after that, I don't really have what's next. I kind of want to do a little recording. I want to record in there because it is a good place to record. But that requires work that and skills that I don't have. I don't know. Like, it's new. We did the 11th show on Thursday. That was just the 11th show.
Cool. So,
it sounds like you were thinking outside the box.
Absolutely.
And it's definitely paid off.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you know, I was having this conversation with Alex Starr. We alternate hosting, and he's been helping me do the show. And I was having this conversation with him on Thursday after the show, and I just said,
"You about to cry?"
No.
Okay. I heard the sniffle. I heard the sniffle.
Allergies, man.
Because I was about to start singing a background song.
I said to Alex, you know, if you just want to do a 5-minute open mic room, like, those already exist.
Right.
Like, we got to do something different. Got to do something different. And
I love Alex, by the way.
I did something different, and it seems to be working, and people responded to it. So that's the justification to keep doing it, you know? But yeah.
Like, kudos to you, man, for, you know, just having the courage to do something different from what everybody else is doing. Because everybody is, in my viewpoint, a slave to what's considered ordinary. Like, everybody has a 5-minute open mic, which is nothing wrong with it, but it's like, what separates you from the rest of the pack?
Mm-hmm.
And I think your room is really unique. And it's different, and I think it's going to catch on more people as time goes on, because mm-hmm. it's something different.
People
it's
are
different,
looking for something new.
Yeah, everyone exactly. wants, especially from a comic standpoint.
Mm-hmm. Everybody wants more time.
Yeah, every comic always wants more time.
And the audiences are looking for something new because they want to be a part of something that
right.
is new, just to say,
it's,
yeah,
it's like,
I'm over here.
It's like hashtag Team Mike that started on Twitter.
Eat the chip.
It's actually a mango.
Again, eat the
mango.
Chip. Anime. He laughed.
He's a guest. He's allowed to laugh.
Okay. Okay.
Anyway, we're going to take a one song. Ian, don't go nowhere. We're going to talk about mustard. We got some other stuff we got to talk about, too.
Yeah.
I also want to talk about Genesis Barbershop because they gave me a free t-shirt. Oh.
Hey.
Oh.
Fitting so snug.
I thought the whole team was supposed to, you know, represent Genesis. Where's our t-shirt?
Yeah, so with that being said, we'll take a one song break. When we come back, it's going to be Return of European News on RipRadioNetwork.com. You know, this song is Froggy Style by Nothing Nice. It's almost like Doggy Style, but
really?
It's called Froggy Style.
Really?
Yeah, fun feel fat.
I'm in my room, thinking about you.
Hey, welcome back to the Open Mic Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Brown, with Greg.
Yeah.
Tig. I mean, Tig's on the line.
Really?
DJ Caleb.
I'm disrespected.
And yeah, anyway, Monique.
Hey.
Keith.
Yep.
Ian, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
Okay, so what we're going to do is, this is an experiment. We have our first caller.
Oh, caller.
We have a call.
He's pressing buttons.
No. This should work. Jesus, let this work.
It will work.
It will work.
Be positive.
Tig.
Hey!
Tig, did it work?
Hi, Tig. You're telling y'all something.
Hold on. Tig, say something.
Hello?
We patched you through. This worked. The experiment
technology,
worked.
Technology.
Hey, anyway, so Tig, talk about what's going on with you, man. You're
not here.
You're not here.
Why not? Why aren't you here? Were you fired?
Are you back in Canada?
Were you suspended again?
Me right now, in the situation that led up to me not being there right now. I'm sitting in the room right now with a bottle of quote unquote Bacardi and a lighter, trying to reenact Richard Pryor's greatest hit.
Oh no!
I'm gonna need you not.
That didn't end well. Don't do it.
Did you not think to call and get some intervention first?
You said lighter and Bacardi. How do we?
I don't know how we got here. Hey,
Tig. What is wrong? Share.
Yeah, whatever.
Hey, okay, so we just want to do the experiment. We can't let you. We can't sit on the phone long because we got to go to Europe.
Wait a minute. He just had a cry for help. I'm about to set myself on fire. Okay, we'll talk to Tig next week.
It's my
grace. We got that kind of time. Hey, look. Tig, if you're going to do it. But hey,
don't be taking up our time.
You got to go.
Oh, wow. I got the razor blade. Just hold it to the vein, not cross it.
Tig, I'm concerned.
I'm kidding. Anyway.
No, he's not. He got a finger on the button, Tig.
<ain't laughs>
Anyway, so. Hey, look, he just needs to listen to some European news. We got to keep the show going.
He said Bacardi and a flame. Let's talk about this.
No, we're not going to talk about it right now.
Alcohol is flammable.
You know why it's flammable? Because they haven't heard European news. Are y'all ready for some European news?
Don't hang up.
As long as he doesn't hang up, we know he's still alive.
Stay on the line.
Tig, are you still there?
I'm still here, Mike.
Thank you.
Blow the lighter out.
Okay, so we're going to do this again. Ladies and gentlemen, I return to you. The greatest segment since Deal With It. Keith, George, and European news.
Glad to be back, and let's get the news going here. In 2013, 10 new species of animals were discovered.
Aminos.
Astronomers figured out there were 8.8 billion stars with planets orbiting them that existed in the Milky Way. King Richard III's remains were found in the parking lot in England, and Voyager 1, that is now 11.7 billion miles from Earth, is still sending data back to NASA. And in 2014, we cannot find a 242-foot-long, 112-ton Boeing 777 that has been lost for over a month now.
How about this?
Just a thought, but maybe they can't find it because it's not in the ocean.
It's an Area 52. It's right next to Area 51.
What?
I want to talk about that.
Secondly, how can you make Paula Deen look like Martin Luther King?
Get him!
How do you do that?
You illegally record the ignorant ramblings of a mega-rich and racist old white guy and release it to TMZ.
I hear that.
The owner of the LA Clippers, Donald Sterling, found this out the hard way when the longtime companion,
mistress,
recorded a rant about Sterling's dislike for the very people who make up 98% of his profession. In a surprising twist and a show of true integrity, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar applauded the league's decision to ban Sterling for life, but also pointed out that an equal punishment should be given to the whore, I mean ex-girlfriend, who illegally recorded the conversation in the first place.
How does that happen, though?
California state law. That's punishment by prison time.
Gotta love it.
Illegal
recording. Oh, so both parties have to know? In California?
Yep.
Yeah.
Not in Virginia, though. Yeah. Okay.
And my favorite place in America, effing Florida.
Oh. I just came from there. It's
God, please just let the whole state be sucked into one giant sinkhole.
Pretty much.
No.
Hey, at least no one was shot this week.
Hey.
Except for the Constitution that was shot right through the hat. Florida has now passed a law allowing illegals to practice law in the state of Florida. And Jeb Bush was given a nod from Big Brother George to be president.
Wow. Oh my God.
I would not trust another Bush in the White House the same way I would not trust Bill Clinton to be dean of an all-girls school. Because the people they would be in charge of would all be getting bent over.
Oh. Hey-o.
Hey-o.
Hey-o. And finally, if you have not been paying attention to what's going on in Russia and the Ukraine, along with Russia's political and financial allies, compiled with the basic middle finger the United States has given one of its biggest allies, Israel, not to mention Russia's announcement to stop trading in U.S. currency, well, you can see the writing on the wall. And if you have no idea what I'm talking about, please go find a history book on World War I and World War II, focusing on the events that led up to both of these wars. Mm-hmm. Be afraid, people. Be very afraid. And for breaking news, Tig's got a lighter and a bottle of Bacardi.
Well done, Tig! We need the ratings.
Do it for the show.
For the show.
Do it for the Vine.
Do it for the gram. Get more time.
Please don't do it.
Hey, Tig, do it.
Because of what y'all are saying right now, that's the reason we got one good black comedian up on the top at a time. See that? There was three, but the other two convinced the other one to kill himself.
Hey, Tig.
Terrible.
This song is dedicated to you. We about to take a
really, couple,
yeah,
really. We just, I got a song dedicated to
just in case you don't.
Started it with the light.
Hey, look, just in case you don't come back after this commercial break. Wow. This is for you.
Uh huh.
We love you.
We love you too.
Yeah, hey, yeah. Play me some Kurt Cobain.
No, I mean,
Kurt Cobain.
You mean the rapper, not the.
Hey, Tig. We'll take a 1-song break. When we come back. We got to talk about
Tig, how did we get here?
We're going to take a 1-song break.
Call us on our cell phones.
I think, hey, Tig, we got a beep. Hey, Tig, we got a beep, too, so I actually got to go. So we're going to talk to you later, all right? We're going to talk more with Ian, and we're going to discuss some other stuff that's going on in the news.
Don't
on Back Radio Show, Orbit Radio Network.com. Hey, Tig, we'll talk to you later, man.
No, don't go.
Tig, hang up, man.
Don't go.
Tig?
Oh God. I'm a good man and I work hard on my night job. You should be. Let me show you what you're missing every day. You should be. Once I get you, you ain't never gonna walk away. You should be. But like I'm more than just a big stick and some money. Girl, I wish you. You should be. Should be here in the evening. Get the sneezing, the teasing. Forget your reasons why you should not. Oh, lady, you should see the tricks that I got. Oh, for your mama, especially yeah, be my lady. Just be lazy and make babies. May I pay? You should be. Let me show you what you're missing every day. You should be. Once I get you. Money, girl, I wish you were. You should be here, you should be. I still love you.
you, babe. Cinderella, won't you, babe? Going home with me. Cinderella, won't you, babe?
And welcome back to the OBAC Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Brown, with Greg.
Yeah.
Tig is off the phone.
Please.
Kayla.
If you call me
Keith,
Tig one
Keith,
more time,
I'm here. Tig Mo, is still alive while you're listening at home.
And Ian.
Hey, what's up?
Okay, so to touch on the Donald Sterling situation.
Was that what you were going to go off on today?
No, not that. No, there's something else I'm going to go off on. I may not have that kind of time to do it, though. I'm going to do it, though.
No, you need to do it.
No, I'm going to do it. I need you to put your headphones on to hear this, because this is an actual recording. An ESPN analyst, after the news broke of Donald Sterling saying his racial slurs were blah, 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 mm-hmm. several different analysts on ESPN had already wrote articles prior to this, some dating back as far as 2003, 2002. Mm-hmm. Okay, one of the articles was written by, I'm going to pronounce his name wrong, Bomini Jones.
Okay. Slowly pronunciate. Yeah.
Anyway, so he wrote an article, but it was based off of Sterling. And he was basically saying how he's not surprised now, because now people are reading his article from 2002 that he already wrote. Mm-hmm. But it was based off of, they asked him a question. This is an 11-minute interview. He's just rambling on. I'm just going to go to play it. So that's going to replace our, what's the other segment do?
Cocaine music?
No, not cocaine music. The Dream Killer.
The Dream Killer.
Yeah, to play this. So, for your listening pleasure, I bring to you SportsCenter.
Thank you.
ESPN.com. He made a funny today, saying more people read his column on Donald Sterling and Donald Sterling's racism written 9 years ago. More people read it yesterday than read it when he wrote it 9 years ago. Preach. And this has been a little bit exasperating, I would say, to me and Bomani, because we're always yelling about racism in other places. And now everyone else is yelling about it, and we're kind of laughing about it. So let's start here, Bomani. What's the funny in this?
Dude, this man can't keep his lady friends under control. We are in this situation because this man's wife resented the fact that he had spent all this money on this particular woman. You decide why this would be the one to make her jump over the ledge on it. And so she sued this woman for $1.8 million. This woman doesn't have $1.8 million. So how is she going to get from under this? By threatening Donald Sterling. Donald Sterling didn't think she meant business. Then she brought the haymaker with this. And you listen to the call and you're just like, wait a minute. You would rather your woman sleep with Magic Johnson than take a picture with him?
That was amazing. That has gone undercovered. This part of the story has been undercovered, that Donald Sterling is so crazy at this point in his life that he's like, don't take any pictures with Magic Johnson, but you could go ahead and sleep with him.
As much as you want.
What is that? What is that?
Yo, I'm just telling you, we all got our decisions that we make and the things that we rock with, but I don't think there's anything improper about saying, if I have a suspicion that you're sleeping with Magic, I need some answers, and I need some answers now, and if you are, that's fine, but you're not going to be sleeping with me.
What just happened here, Bomani?
Why'd y'all do that to me right there? Why'd y'all do that to me? Y'all went real silent at that moment, knowing damn well everybody's on the same program
you
here.
Felt
I don't
that?
Think there's nothing wrong with that.
Wait, you expected me to go silent?
No, you know
that,
you nailed the landing there. You nailed the landing like a gymnast.
Yeah, but y'all did. Y'all still kind of left me out there like, ooh, I think you might have gone too far.
I mean, he's right. We didn't exactly, like, cradle him like Bella Carolla.
I was trying to move the conversation to some of the others.
Okay, just checking. Just making sure everybody is in the right place.
What else is funny about this?
Let's see, what else? Well, just the way he talked in that telephone conversation, he was so meandering, and this silly, silly woman, I would change my skin color if I had to. And she looked at him and said she took down all the pictures with black people. She thought Magic didn't count because he was Magic. And then she says, well, Matt Kemp, because Matt Kemp is mixed like me. I met his mom.
What?
Why is no one else seeing the funny in this, Bomani? Like, why?
Because this is the only opportunity that a lot of people out here will have where they feel comfortable within their souls and within their psyches to stand against racism. Because it's so easy to do it on this right here, and it's so scandalous. Like, you talk about this, the whiff of scandal. It's such a funny story when it comes to it right there. So everybody's like, I can't miss my chance to speak down on racism, because when the next time comes and it's real racism and me and you are actually talking about it and the rest of them are being silent, that's when you get to pop up and be like, but wait, I said something about Donald Sterling.
Dan, am I allowed to laugh at any of this?
Less so.
What would stop you from being able to laugh at this whole idea with magic? I think we all can laugh at that.
I mean, that's crazy. That is the talk of a crazy person. Like, I don't even understand what the seeds of that are.
Well, here's what's going on here, and this is what I don't think people are discussing. He didn't say he didn't want black people coming to his games. He didn't say he didn't want Magic Johnson coming to his games with black people. He said he didn't want his woman out there with black people because that was going to be embarrassing to him. And most of the racism that he talked about on that call was actually blaming racism on society and saying that he was simply riding along with what was necessary given the world that he was in. Now, you tell me right now, if you believe for a second that Donald Sterling is the only person that'll see his woman out here comporting with a bunch of young black dudes or black dudes of any type, tell me right now you think he's the only one that would have a problem. He's not. Right? Like, what he talked about was actually fairly illuminating if you want to listen to it, because what he said was, this is how things go with the rich people I hang out with, and the rich people I hang out with don't want their woman out here hanging out with black people, even if she's black.
Bomani, did any of this make you angry? Anything?
No. Why? Like, I mean, the things that Sterling did, I don't want to make this too personal, but this is a very important thing to me. I had a very good friend of mine die on Friday night going into Saturday in Chicago. Her name is Leonore Draper. She had planned an anti-violence rally, and she attended that rally that she helped organize on Friday and died that night on her block, and we have no idea who shot her. We probably will never know who wound up shooting her. We hear all this stuff that goes on in Chicago and all these people who die, who lose their lives. On one hand, we lose the humanity because there's so many people that we don't think to personalize them. I just gave it a person. She and I were close enough that she put me in her husband's wedding party because of the level of close we are. These are people I've seen. I watched her grow into a person that would organize a rally like the one after which she died, right? All that stuff that's happening in Chicago is a byproduct of housing discrimination. I was talking to somebody today who would tell you there are large swaths of land in Chicago in between, like, the south suburbs and downtown, just on the south side, that people simply don't live in. Because in Chicago, when black people moved to that city from the south in the 1940s and 1950s, white people got the hell out of Dodge. They built a freeway system that ran through black neighborhoods, and the whole purpose of that freeway system was to get white people from the suburbs into their jobs safely without having to make any stops in between. That's what housing discrimination does. Housing discrimination is the biggest reason that we could point to historically for why we got all these dead kids in Chicago fighting for turf, fighting for real estate with poor accommodations and facilities and everything that you're supposed to have within the city, poor education, all of this, because the tax dollars and everything else decided to move away. And a lot of people like to use as a strategy to avoid that. It's like to find an apartment in one of those nice neighborhoods so then they can send their kids to nicer schools and have a chance for their kids to go somewhere in life. Instead, when you can't do that, you wind up in basically where, like, these neighborhoods that are created by apartheid, and they're desolate, and they're dangerous, and they're frightening, and we just have whole generations of people that we have given up on. And the biggest reason that this sort of thing has happened is because jackwagons like Donald Sterling make this decision that they do not want black people or Mexicans or anybody else living near these pristine white people who are trying like hell to get away from us, and then point at us and wonder why all your stuff is messed up. That's the stuff that Donald Sterling has been doing forever. Everybody talks about that settlement in 2009. He was originally sued in 2003 for this housing discrimination. In 2006, we got a hold of the paperwork where he says that black people smell and attract vermin and that Mexicans just sit around and drink all day. His wife was going around to those properties, knocking on the door like it's some Henry Ford stuff and taking inspection, posing as though she worked for the government while she was tracking the ethnicities of the people who lived in their buildings. And you're going to come to me and talk about what's going on with Donald Sterling and his mistress? Are you kidding me? That stuff was real. That stuff matters. That stuff literally kills people. And everybody and their mom is so charged up about Donald Sterling
So I'm going to go to a funeral next week for somebody who took somebody else's bullet, because that city's become a war zone, and the people that have money and the people who could possibly do something to fix it ignore it and go to their homes in the south suburbs that for the last 70 years people have tried their damnedest to keep black people out of, but I'm supposed to get charged up because Donald Sterling said his rich friends don't want his black mistress to be around black people. People need to get their heads out their clavins and realize that this here is fun to talk about, but this is nothing. The real stuff that happened was that. So when all these guys get up here and stand on their soapbox and wag their fingers and start talking about, oh, we won't tolerate this racism, we won't tolerate what Donald Sterling said, what they're not tolerating about Donald Sterling is the fact that what he said was impolite and what he said was gauche. That's what their problem is. But when Donald Sterling was out here toying with people's lives on things that really matter, it matters of life and death, the media, the NBA, the sponsors, and all these people now who want to get patted on the back for what good people they are didn't say a mumbling word. They can all kiss my behind, every single one of them, because when we start looking at all these people in these lists who are dying as an economic byproduct of the people like Donald Sterling, and you now have a problem because, oh my God, he said something, they intimated that he doesn't respect his players, I'm calling you out as a fraud.
It cannot be said better than that anywhere. It is also dispiriting. Like, it is. There's an element of it that's just totally dispiriting, Bomani, because this is going to be the news cycle and the noise cycle for the next, however long this lasts. And what you just said right there can't creep its way into the news cycle.
Well, we got to find a way, though, because the thing that people need to stop doing is people need to stop lying about their levels of concern about race. Look, I can live with the people every day who tell me I talk about race all the time and tell me I scream racism all the time, because they never say anything about when racism screams at me. When racism screams at me, I'm supposed to shut up and take it like a soldier, right? And if that's what you want, hey, I've gotten pretty far in life. Maybe that's the technique you think that I'm supposed to have, right? Maybe that's what it is. But when the real stuff happens, nobody has anything to be, not has anything to say. And if you were to ask people, what exacerbated his own level of racism? But then you go ask so that they don't look like they like black people around their friends, which tell me stuff like, I normally don't agree with you, comma, but, dot, dot, dot. You don't think that's what they're doing? What they're doing is saying, hey, this guy has a good point, but I don't want you to think for a second I'm out here agreeing with his crazy rabble-rouser, right? That's what people are doing out here all the time. They talk about this with the NBA, and they keep calling this a black league. This is an American league. So that's why you wind up with a columnist at the LA Times who said that if Donald Sterling has a problem with black people, he should go own a hockey team. What? Because it's supposed to be okay in hockey. So if you own a team over there, you can be racist and nobody cares about it. No. A whole lot of these people that want to act like they care about racism don't give a good damn about racism. What they care about right now is a chance to jump on an easy punching bag. But when I sit up here and Dan sits up here and other people sit up here and tell you about real things that are happening and try to break it down and make you explain to you and make you understand the things that you might not be able to recognize on your own, that someone with a more trained eye to these things could possibly help you with, you act like I'm inventing stuff. Well, now, 8 years after I wrote a column, that even my editors, when I wrote it, admitted that they didn't give it enough play when they put it up there. 8 years after I wrote that, now everybody wants to come around and hail me as having some amazing level of foresight for seeing this coming. I didn't see this coming. I saw this happen. So where the hell was everybody else when it was actually happening? They were out here trying to tell me that I was crazy about racism, but now you know it, because Donald Sterling's mistress put out a tape and an 81-year-old man said, you're embarrassing me by coming to games with black people.
I got to go get Stugatz out of the parking lot. Thank
wow. Well, yeah. And we're here now.
Love it.
Thought I'd just share that with everybody. So real quick, what are your immediate thoughts on what Bomani had to say?
He hit it right on the nose.
Directly on point.
Thorough.
Yeah, right on the nose.
There's no rebuttal. There's no going against anything that he said.
He brought up a very interesting point, actually, which a lot of people don't talk about. And I actually just recently read a book about, and I didn't understand the level of it, which was the migration out of the South back in the 40s and 50s and 60s and 70s, and how Chicago literally overnight, like the Chicago you see today, that happened like in 3 months.
Yeah.
The name of the book was called Warmth of Other Suns. And this woman, she basically did a mini biography on three people. One guy who went to California, one guy who went to New York, and this woman who moved to Chicago. And the scenario he just described is like her life. Like she literally told that story, how they saved up money to buy this house in this neighborhood, this great neighborhood. They were trying to get their kids out of the inner city. and they moved in, and the neighborhood went downhill like 3 months later.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's the bigger problem.
It's he hit the nail on the head with the whole thing. If I heard it correctly, it was priorities. We have priorities that are screwed up in this country when it comes to news. The news has a different agenda as to what's important. Like, case in point, 2 weeks ago, 230 young girls got kidnapped from a school in Africa. They're being held by Muslim militants. And, gee, I wonder what's happening to them right now.
But do you hear anybody talking about it?
Nothing in the news about that. But this old, rich, white guy is a racist. Shocker that there's old, rich, white people.
Spoiler alert.
That's the news every Friday
night.
Yeah.
I just found this out. I didn't even know.
The hell with the girls. Yeah. I mean, who cares? Nobody cares.
What I do say
and
about
it's not just in Africa. Okay, there's 200 of them missing all at once, but there's like hundreds and thousands missing right here in the United States over the period of the last several years that are.
How do 230 black girls just disappear?
But see, the thing is, the focus of the media, again, is to keep.
No, keep talking. Thank you.
To keep entertainment going and not being bringing realistic to the household. Anymore. That's like when you go to movies. Movies are fun when someone's acting ignorant, somebody's rich, has problems, but when movies like Precious or whatever comes out that hits close to home, nobody, I don't want to see that. That ain't good.
News is TMZ. If you watch TMZ and you think it's crap, which I do, that's now what Fox and CNN and all the other news sources have become, are just split offs of TMZ. Entertainment news, the real things, the things that are killing this country, the things that are destroying people's lives, that's not news.
Because the guys on TMZ actually have spots on a lot of the major news networks now. They're a part of the panel.
Correspondents.
Correspondents.
Entertainment correspondents.
Because you don't want to bring the reality to what's really going on.
That's crazy.
Right.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I always say. We get in arguments about, America cares, like this great country. I'm like, you know what? We could solve a lot of problems. Like, we could. Like, you just show me that you care. Like, just make me think that you care, and then I'll be right there with you. But, like, the girls that are missing in Africa, right? I'm sure the CIA knows exactly where they are right now.
We could
send in SEALs, wipe those guys. We got Osama bin Laden in a cave in Pakistan. We know where these people are. And if we really are the world police, we'd already solve the problem. But
it wouldn't behoove us politically.
What they need to do is get kidnapped on top of some oil, and we'll be right there.
Because the oil counts. That's the politics of it.
But that's the difference.
That's the politics of it.
That's the difference. Yeah, that counts. That's important.
I think for me, and this, I'm actually going to touch on this a little bit later. It really drives home the point of what really matters in this world.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly didn't know anything about Donald Sterling until this happened.
Right.
But once this happened, the inner militant in me felt like I needed to know more. Mm-hmm. So then that's when I found the other articles and I found this news report. And I think there's a lack of awareness in our community, not just the black community, but all communities, to be able to fish out these people and to really train ourselves to. We have allowed ourselves to let entertainment go downhill. For a long time. This has been going downhill for almost 10 years since the 90s. And now we're at the point now where reality TV is more acceptable than regular TV. Where are we going with that? There was a point that I was going to say. Long story short, and the term devil's advocate, the moment this happened, I was seeing on Facebook, people said, well, I would have played devil's advocate. Can we really get mad at this man for saying what he's saying when y'all going to turn right back around and scream out Housewives of Atlanta is on? I need to watch this.
Of course.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So we can't fight one enemy and then turn around and then go so, run to the other
enemy. Keep supporting the other one.
Right.
So that was
my point. I think he hit it on a lot of major levels, but It's hot topic for the moment, you know, and it's the only reason you know, is worth talking about because it was put out there.
Blatantly.
Yeah, it was blatantly put out there. We pay so much attention to the relevance of pop culture to the point where we do ignore the serious issues. Because the issues that's most important takes the most time, takes the most responsibility.
Most effort.
It takes the most efforts. See, we can point fingers at this dude and say, oh, he's a bigot, he's a racist. They need to do something about it.
How do we get here? No one wants to look at that.
Right. But just like he said in this article, you know, no one cared about when this man wrote about the real things that this guy was doing.
Right.
He made a comment.
Real effects.
He made a comment, a very real comment that in all actuality, he was entitled to.
Mm-hmm. And it's no shocker.
Yeah, in that conversation.
Yeah.
But we fail to ignore, you know, the warning signs, you know, of a lot of the more real things that this guy was responsible for. Mm-hmm. Another thing that I was hoping he had touched on in that interview was, you know, his dealings with the NAACP. And the fact that they was going to give this guy an award.
After knowing all of that.
You know, and so I was telling Mike about this. There were some people being interviewed on ESPN. And they were kind of saying that, you know, they felt like that award was just, you know,
politics.
It was politics. You know,
it's all politics.
You throw money at the NAACP and they give you this plaque, and it's kind of like my get out of racism jail free car.
But you're the NAACP. Right. Well, you're supposed to be the defense for antics like this.
Supposedly. Right. Supposedly.
If I was paying dues, I'd want all my money back.
Right. But see, that goes again to money and politics.
Right.
Everybody can be bored.
But mind you, you're talking about we are a society that has learned or has governed our lives off of glamorizing the actual qualities that destroy the structure of our foundation.
Absolutely.
Yep. Reality shows, the ignorance, the disrespect. Absolutely. We're glamorizing it. We're glamorizing. But mind you, we can't get no money for PBS.
Right. Exactly.
One more point, Greg.
All right. I'm just making the piggyback on what you were saying. Like, for the life of me, I don't understand why no one has protested World Star Hip Hop. like really, everybody is. Point. I mean,
we glamorize it.
Yeah, we glamorize. You know, where you see somebody in danger, getting a butt whooped. You know, you'd be like, hey, this girl just got knocked out. Right. Nobody's going
to
call the cops. But I'm going
to
get my camera phone out.
We are doing things to try to get on the site, not just glamorizing. Right. We want to be on the site. We want whatever we do to be put up there and get
priorities.
Okay, Keith has a point.
No, I didn't.
I want to give the white man one last chance. All right, we're going to take a one song break. When we come back, I got some stuff to talk about. We're going to talk some more about some randomness. And we have some cocaine music.
Oh, cocaine music.
Is it good cocaine or is it cut 80% with the bacon soda?
It's been cut.
Is it cut with the bacon soda?
I just thought about something. You know what? I'm actually going to talk about what I want to talk about because just in case I run out of time. And then we're going to deal
Let's
with
do
it.
It.
So we'll take a one-song break. When we come back, I'm going to get serious. I'm going to turn into Michael Brown, not old Mike B or Mike Brown or the dude you saw in the Tommy Teller video making funny faces.
With the snuggy shirt on.
Hush your mouth, Kayla.
Oh, that's snuggy.
Never seem to be the right time. Started to give up.
And welcome back to the Open Mic Radio Show. Right. I'm your host, Mike Brown, with Greg.
Yes, sir.
DJ Kayla.
I'm going to see Godzilla.
Godzilla!
Ian's in the house.
Yeah. Keith. Tig, text me if you're still alive.
And Mo.
Hey.
Tweet. So we can also
walk away from the flame.
Okay, so real quick, I want to get serious for a second because I'm tired of having to answer this question or randomly getting asked. And I figure I'll put it on the air so all 45 of our listeners can understand exactly why we are the way that we are.
Really?
Here at the Open Mic Radio Show, I created this show. I handpicked the members of the show. I have a lot of people that works behind that work behind the scenes on this show. I know Greg gives me a lot of advice. DJ Kayla sometimes helps with the music selection. Monique does a lot for the show. Some people may not think so. I had to give you a little bit and take it. Helped us get on the iTunes. Keith is a great writer. Glow was my little
Michelle.
The whole people together and be just a comedy show. I didn't really have a real method behind it, but I just thought it would be a really good show that I always wanted to do. The only prerequisite I had for the show was we don't cuss. And the original reason behind that was, as a comedian, it's easy to drop the cuss words and then, you know, and that'd be the punchline, whatever. But I'd rather have been creative and say, okay, instead of saying the word ass, donkey, something like that, or dropping the F-bomb or calling somebody a B. the more we done the show and the more I seen TV and I looked back and, you know, the way I was raised, Saturday, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I don't understand why anybody want to cuss anyway. Who's mad at 2 o'clock in the afternoon? I can't think of anybody.
Right.
Okay. So that was my point. I have an 75-year-old aunt, have a 60-year-old granddad, I have a 1-year-old son, and I have a 4-year-old daughter. I could take this show and let them listen to it, and I won't have to worry about having to edit it, take it out the cuss words or anything like that. This show, when it's time for it to go to another station, more popular, maybe one that's actually on the radio, it's ready. I don't have to worry about editing or telling y'all not to cuss. I don't have to worry about the sponsors saying, hey, can y'all tone it down? I don't have to do any of that. You know why? Because we're already on that level. Then the more TV changed, the more I realized I didn't want to enhance the stereotype of reality shows, because our show is more based around actual comedians with actual writing and actual talent versus Monique throwing a champagne glass in my face or Kayla. Yeah, or Kayla having to choke Monique or Glow. Or Glow getting into a fight with Kayla because she found out something, or you know, our guests coming in and I'm bringing in guests just to start beef. I guess in a long-winded way, what I'm saying is our show is based off quality entertainment. That's the direct opposite of a lot of shows that's out there right now as you speak. I'm not just saying that on the Rip Radio Network. I'm saying that for Listen Vision. I'm saying that for any other radio stations out there, even regular radio stations that feel like they have to drop cuss words, drop F-bombs, have to use Ratchet TV, which I don't endorse. I don't enhance. Sometimes it happens. Sometimes it don't. It doesn't really matter to me. But we won't do that on our show. It's not my show, even though on the radio, in character, I say it's my show. But actually, it's our show, not just the ones that's at this table, but it's also the ones that listen to the show every day, every Saturday,
download
the podcast, who goes on
professionalism
and stuff like that. Long story short, that's the reason why we do what we do. Don't ask me again. If you want to ask, go on iTunes. You can download the same episode 14, go directly to whatever minute it is, and you can hear everything I just said all over again. So don't ask me again why we don't cuss. Don't ask me again why we don't enhance or bring up World Star Hip Hop, or why we're not retweeting or sharing different World Star Hip Hop videos, or why we don't talk about the black girl who punched the other black girl in the face, Sharkeesha, or none of that stuff. That's not what we do. Our show is based off real live entertainment. Well, I was raised up on Saturdays. The music that you hear played, sometimes you might hear some Nicki Minaj, but you just heard some whispers. Do you know right now?
Some grown folks.
Yeah, y'all need to hear that. You know, sometimes we act like it's a cartoon. You know what I'm saying? We was raised on Saturday morning cartoons. Mm-hmm. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Saturday. Don't ask me again why we don't cuss.
So, who's been asking you that, Michael?
We're not doing that.
Randomly?
Randomly. I mean, what's sad is that you're being asked.
That's the problem. Exactly. Why is somebody asking you that?
Why are they not getting it?
Yeah, this show's been lacking.
But again, like you said, so many shows are being catered towards that. I know as a DJ, there are many events where at the end people say, you know, why you ain't play the cuss words? Because the difference is, instead of trying to be number one in a juke joint, I play at the W. Do you know where that is?
Right.
Exactly. Right. All, like you said, automatically, you have to be of a certain standard to be able to take on certain standards of professionalism, which comes with financial. But, you know.
Well, I want to add this to it. You know, for our listeners out there, now Mike said you could listen to the last show. Listen to the first season of the show.
Exactly.
And to give a little history of the open mic show, when we started this show, we started the show at a burger joint.
Burger!
We started in a burger joint where people would bring their families, their young kids, and their, you know, there was some seniors that who came through,
all ages, races.
Yeah, and there would be families who would sit there with their young kids and laugh and enjoy the show.
Mm-hmm.
And we never strayed away from that. I think is the level of creative integrity that we hold for ourselves for this show. So there's no need. Number one, we don't have to curse because we don't need to. All of us are adults, educated, and can express ourselves in a way where we don't need to do that.
Amen.
Not to mention the fact that, you know, it is a Saturday afternoon.
Who's angry?
Yeah, we're not. This is not the turn up show.
It's not.
You know what I'm saying? We have fun, and we hope that our listeners have fun with us. And we're not going to change what we do by far, you know, because that's what we do. We want people to have fun. We want to incite real issues that go on from a very creative and mature. Mature perspective.
Right. We don't have to let our outer environments dictate our own limits.
You tell it, girl.
Hello. Haters hate. That's why they want you to participate. Exactly. Hello.
What she said.
I like Nicki Minaj.
good job, Keith.
Keith, I like what you're doing there.
I don't like Nicki Minaj.
I appreciate that. You know, I have a 16-year-old brother, and he came to one of my shows, and I heard myself swear on stage. And it was just weird because I was like, I don't swear in front of him. But, you know, so I changed up my routine a little bit. And, it was like, it's refreshing to just be like, yeah, you don't have to.
Yeah.
You don't have to.
There's a difference between have to and as a you
need
want
to. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, it might be harder to get the laugh. But when you get it, it's more worth it.
But you can go everywhere with it. And that's the thing. It doesn't limit you.
It doesn't limit you.
Where are you trying to go?
This is
all boards.
Exactly.
I'm just looking at my watch. But it's like this. All right. I look at, some people say Cat Williams is funny, hilarious. Be honest with you, I never thought he was like drop dead, pass out, someone get the oxygen tank, funny. And this is why I base everything off Comedy Central, because a lot of times when I grew up, I never watched Def Jam. I couldn't watch Def Jam because my granddad said I couldn't watch Def Jam because it was mature, and I was like 13, so I couldn't watch it. But I watched Comedy Central, so I watched a lot of Gallagher. Fun to feel fat. Gallagher was my favorite comedian until I realized it was other comedians because only Comedy Central. Okay, so I base everything off Comedy Central. If you do your Comedy Central special, and every word is beep 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 beep. But those are your punchlines.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But then I see another Comedy Central special, and then like it's like beep, da 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 da, ha, beep, da 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 da, like then I think that's a pretty good special, because if you can't take the time out to think about outside of what your comfort zone is and say, hey, you can make more money if you just take out five letters, well, five words, then I can't consider you funny. Because I mean, before I do, Red Fox had a joke about, you know, a dime sized hole. You know, he was holding his heart. Say, I'm coming to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah,
right.
That's all I got to say.
I actually have a good comparison here. Anyone that's seen any of the roasts on Comedy Central, the Friars Club, go and find the old Dean Martin, Johnny Carson, Ronald Reagan roasts. Watch those. Now watch the new roasts of celebrities. Look at the quality difference. Those old roasts with Dean and all the classic comedians, there was, if there was a swear, it might have been one slipped in here or there. It was a quality, and by far 100 times better than the roasts that occur today, which is nothing but vulgar. Yeah, Lisa Lampanelli, and just trying to be as vulgar as possible.
Exactly. Right.
The more vulgar you are,
who are you catering to?
That's
level
not comedy.
Of quality integrity to, like, let me drop an F-bomb so I can get a laugh.
Yeah, vulgarity is not comedy. It's not funny. I like intelligent comedy. I want to hear a punchline that makes me think. I want to hear a punchline that makes me put two and two together when you do what you did on stage and bust out laughing because that was just, like, so intelligent and funny at the same time.
But see, again, a lot of people just want a personality to entertain them, and they don't want to think about it for them to say, that was funny.
Or they can't think and put two and two together, unfortunately.
Well, also, I think it's all in who you're catering to.
Who's your audience?
We're not catering to a certain audience that looks for the shock factor, the vulgarity, you know. And it's not, and I want to make it clear, it's not a put down to anybody else that does it.
Yeah, do what you do.
We just don't do it, you know, because we don't feel the need to do it. You know, we can get our point across without having to go that route.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Mike mentioned, you know, we want this show to be for everyone. You know, we don't want to have to, you know, we don't want to have to put earmuffs on any young listeners or any elderly. You know, if you like the show, listen to it. It's for everybody.
Okay. I'm done. And with that, we're going to take a one song break.
Especially
when we come back.
People.
Yeah, because yellow people are very sensitive. We're going to take a one song break. When we come back. We're going to, I guess we're going to do Deal With It. All right. Whoa. Whoa. Open Mic Radio She's Show back. On Rip Radio God. Network. Yeah. .com.
That woke me up.
So, funny you brought up the Cat Williams thing.
And welcome back to the Old Mic Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Brown, with Greg.
Yeah.
DJ Kayla.
On the band.
Keith.
Yeah.
And Mo.
Hey.
And we got my man Ian in the house.
Hello.
And but you know, sometimes I like to do a little behind the break when we mute the mics. Come to find out, Ian is actually a militant. Didn't know it. Just found out about it. Ian is a militant. And
that's the right word, but okay.
Ian, no, bump that. You're a militant, and I'm happy. I'm happy to know you.
We're gonna start the revolution right after the show.
Yeah, it's about to go down. Black gloves and what do you call them?
Me and Keith would be across the street.
I'll be like that one chick that got kidnapped. Brainwashed.
Stockholm.
Yes.
I'm with Keith.
So we're going to do this again. I'm going to actually, I'm going to call Tig.
Are we going to check on him?
We're checking on Tig because I texted him. He didn't text me back. So we're going to check on Tig.
Oh, no.
That's like Michael's on Good Times Militant.
But while we do that,
I'm curious what I said.
We're going to make sure.
Don't tell too many people.
We're doing a welfare check on Tig.
A health and welfare check on Tig.
I hear that.
We might have to send somebody out.
Someone check on Tig.
Ladies and gentlemen, please do not put any heat towards an OH product like alcohol.
Lord have mercy. Please, Tig, pick up the phone. I was just joking, Tig. Don't light yourself on fire, Tig. Hey, Tig.
You're still alive.
You're still alive.
Tig. What'd you say?
Are you still alive, Tig?
Barely.
I'm still around, man.
Oh, thank you, because this is called a health and welfare call. We did it live. And we're getting and we had to call you in because
we want a documentation to make sure we wouldn't get held accountable.
Exactly. And we get ready to play deal with it.
Okay.
You know, no.
Okay, I'm gonna need you to sound a little more excited about that.
Hey, how does that sound, Tig? Can you hear everybody clearly?
I hear Kayla, of course.
Of course.
Well, that's because her mouth is on the mic. Pause.
Yeah.
Phone.
You know, their kids listening.
That's a microphone.
I was about to go in.
Over it.
Yeah, so, Mo,
can we
get some deal with the music, Michael?
Sure.
That!
I only play the instrumentals because we don't have the rights to the song. Well, actually, I don't have the rights to any song.
Right.
We don't have the rights to any song. What songs do we have the rights to?
I don't like
the ones we hum.
Have we?
Yeah.
Hey, hold on real quick. Hey, Tig, how does that sound to you? Do you hear Pharrell?
I can hear you.
Mm-hmm. What about now?
And then most of the rest is like kind of background noise.
Okay, cool. Be silent. We're about to deal with it, and I'm gonna let you know when to come up. Okay, all right. So,
all right.
By the way, this experiment worked. Good. And from the tippy top.
Wait a minute. We didn't explain the end. What
exactly.
deal was?
Exactly. Okay. Your end game.
I was just gonna figure it out.
Hey, hey, talk about. Hey,
we
Tig.
We have a guest in the house.
Tig.
You know.
Okay.
You went
Tig.
From Mike Brown to old Mike B.
I was just gonna figure it out.
Hey, I'm glad. Hey, but you know what?
He's very intelligent. Like I said
in the beginning of this show, when I did my little rant, I was like, y'all helped me out. See what you did there?
No.
You didn't actually do it. Greg did.
No,
thanks, Greg.
No.
And four is done.
You said it.
So, and deal with it is basically we go around the room, we talk about things that happen on in everyday life, and we just basically say and deal with it. That was simple.
Things that happen to us, things that happen to other people.
I would have figured that out. I feel like I would have figured that out.
Yeah, it's not that
hard. I just need like two.
Okay.
And then I
so Kayla, you're off punishment. Tig, are you good? Mo, can you give me the line?
Hey, Mike, can we get some deal with the music?
Sure.
You know, that sounds like it was done on a synthesizer. I mean,
off the Casio
or the Yamaha with the new improved. Yeah, that's
the guitar.
I'm putting on my deal with it glasses.
Oh God, the ones that match your headphones.
That's right. Here we go. Deal with it. If I do a Comedy Central special and you hear a bunch of beeps. Matter of fact, I think I am going to do a Comedy Central special. Just hit the beep button the whole time. Then I'm going to be like, good night. That's all you're going to hear. I bet y'all still pay for it. Deal with it.
Deal with that.
Okay. Silly.
Beep, 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 beep. Good night.
Thank y'all. If you're of a certain age, let's say in your 50s, be careful of your new career choice. If you're in your 50s, being an exotic dancer might not be a new career. I want to try something different. Okay, try something different. Just know that you're going to get a lot of side eyes if you come to the stage, you know, with an IV in your hand. You know?
Oh, wow.
Deal with it.
Kayla.
Okay, this is from the bottom of my heart.
Oh,
okay, I'm going to get deep on this for real.
God.
So this is going out to the package about 2 weeks ago.
The package.
Sometimes you get to a certain point in life, ladies and gentlemen, you should be able to be honest with each other to say, hey, I really don't feel like having my sleep broken because I don't have to get up in the morning and you have to do something 6 in the morning. So why don't you just make your way on home and I'll holler at you. So as I'm dozing off, I'm waking up with the... And you still sitting there like, well, maybe I could just leave around 7. You didn't hear what I said. So now I got to be adamant. Get up out of my warm bed and escort you dangling your car keys in front of you and look at you with the look like, and what?
Wow.
You understand what I'm saying? Okay, stop being trifling. Stop being selfish. Calm understand down. That people have to work and don't want to get up on their one freaking day off.
Calm down.
Package. Know your place and stay in your lane.
Wow.
You supposed to forgot something.
You forgot the end.
You forgot the end. You supposed to
deal with it.
Deal with it.
I feel better.
End.
Wow, that was really personal.
Shucks.
We just figured out everything that's going on in your life.
I like how she just went into the relationship thing. If we used to date and you come to one of my shows and I'm there with someone that I'm currently dating.
Wow. Ooh, hey.
Don't come over and ask me who's my new friend. Mm. Just deal with it.
Yeah. Deal with it. You know who she is.
Because it ain't you. Hello.
Okay, ladies, if your husband is homesick and coughing to the point that he's running, you know, to the basket to hack up, or he's curled up in a fetal position, clutching his chest, having chest pains and abdominal cramps, don't ask him if he wants to go to the park with the kids. He's too sick.
Say it from your chest.
Have some mercy.
Say it from your chest.
Not some mercy, though.
Some mercy.
Mercy.
Can we get some Marvin Gaye?
Deal with it.
Deal with it.
Mo.
Okay, y'all know I don't like answering the telephone.
You ain't lying.
And I will respond to text, however. But if I don't respond to your telephone call or your text, just know that I don't want to talk to you and deal with it.
Deal with it.
Deal with it.
It's not that hard.
I got to deal with it that I need to shout out. If you over your senior citizen age and I'm driving down the street going to class and I see y'all dry humping.
Oh no.
And I immediately yell out, put it in your pants, grandpa. Get taken upstairs to a room.
Is that chafing dry humping?
No, I'm talking about like, hey.
Now we're there. Wow.
Oh no. And I say, put it in your pants, grandpa. And you like, go to hell.
I hear that.
I'm just going to deal with it.
Mind your business.
You don't deal with that.
Tig, what you got, Tig?
Yo. This one's especially from the heart. Deep from the heart. If you live a life of racism, hatred, and bigotry that leads to you losing your team, and then a week later, you try to come out with news that you have cancer and nobody really gives a ish. You made your bed, not sleep in it.
Deal with it.
Hey, real quick. Hey, Tig, you sound like Shine when he did his freestyle on
Free Tig.
Did I just go deep on him?
Yeah, you sound like Shine right there. It sound like you locked up. Want you something? Hey, we're gonna take a one song break. When we come back, we're gonna close the show out. Tig, thanks for joining us, man. And we got lock the number. Yeah, you know that's the number, man. But we're gonna be right back with the Omac Radio Show on Radio Network .com.
That's good.
Free Shine.
He's out, right?
So hard. Work it up now. If I got the bag of borrow, I ain't gonna take it anymore.
Please don't say
he knows the words.
Hey, I want y'all to stop hating on me.
That was music video connection when the Optimum Perm first came out and we had the blowouts.
And we're here now.
History.
Did she really just say that?
History.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Candy shit. we are telling our age right now.
I want to first apologize to all of our listeners who listened to the first 20 minutes and heard something that wasn't our voice. I forgot to hit the record button, but I'm sure that you know that Ian was here because he was the first person you heard. You don't know that Greg has been going through some trials and tribulations, and DJ Kennedy just came back from Florida, and Keith was sick, and Mo has a grandbaby on the way, and you didn't know that I just headlined because you didn't hear that part. And guess what? It never be told again because we're not going to start the show back from the beginning. We're here because this is it. This is the end of the show.
Oh, no.
Yes, it's it.
Ain't so.
It's so. I have to go film now. I have to go play film thing. I have to go act. And
the film festival thing?
Yeah, 40th Film Festival. Yeah. So with that being said, I'm impotent.
Impotent.
You so fit your shirt snug.
I'm so tired of Kayla at this point. I don't know what to do with pineapple over
there.
Pineapple is stressed.
Don't hate me because I got some color.
Anyway, go around and record the class show. Twitter handles, upcoming shows, websites, blah, blah, blah. Y'all can catch me back in the Greg. Go.
Yes, y'all can catch me Twitter, Facebook, Black Mayonnaise, BLK, Mayonnaise with two N's. www.gregstevenscomedy will be rebooted back up better than ever very, very soon.
Yay.
Oh, and also May 15th, I'm going to be at Ian's room.
Oh.
Yeah. I know he's just a surprise too.
Like, I'm not doing my Excel spreadsheet. Let me check. Hold on. You're right. You're correct. I don't know. What time is that show, Greg?
Ian.
Hold on. Don't say nothing yet. We got to go to DJ Kayla.
Yeah.
You have your turn.
Yeah, so I've been lying. Y'all still can't find me. I'm not on nothing. What is it? May 17th, Comedy Supreme.
Yeah.
I'll be DJing there. First weekend in June. Doing a little high school thing in Ocean City. Most of y'all won't be there. June 11th through the 16th, I'll be doing a retirement party for the embassy in Trinidad.
Hey.
Oh, wow.
Yes, they won't be there either. So, if you need me locally, please contact somebody around me and they'll find me.
We need a drop dead date on when you're going to get a Twitter and a Facebook.
No, somebody needs to create one for her.
What the humans do for?
We're going to get her a face, MySpace page.
If you click your heels together, I'll be there.
Get her a Tumblr.
No, I will assume because people around me love me enough that they're going to make me get one and I'm going to have to be a part of it because they're going to create it in a way that I probably won't like or it'll invite the other people. So, yeah, it's all good. Now it's coming to y'all soon. I'm opening myself up to humans. I got y'all.
Cool. Really? Take your time. And with that being said, Ian?
Ian?
Yeah, so my Twitter handle for the comedy show is DC Uptown Comedy. You can also find that on Instagram, DC Uptown Comedy, and on Facebook, DC Uptown Comedy. We also have a website, which is DCUptownComedy.com.
Really? That makes sense.
And or DCUptownComedy.com for the fellas. Also, for all of you comics and people who might be needing social media presence and websites, that's what I do to pay the bills. So,
oh, that's your W-2.
That's my W-2.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, if you want to throw something up real quick, that's my wheelhouse.
Okay.
And the show that Greg will be at is every Thursday at 9 p.m. It's 9 p.m. every Thursday.
He'll be on 9 p.m. one of the 9 p.m.
He'll be there May 15th at 9 p.m.
Be there. It's going to be awesome.
The bottom lip.
Keith.
You know, go on YouTube and type in comedian Keith George or Wicked Piss is 75. I got some stuff on that. I have a Twitter account. I really don't see the point of it. Facebook page, Wicked Pisses something, and you can catch me tonight.
Good job.
You can actually catch me tonight at the Home Depot in Fairfax returning a hot water heater. Other than that, I'll be back next week.
All right.
All right.
Mo?
Hey, Twitter, sexymo_promo, and the website is no longer sexymopromotions.com, but it is www.moniquemakesithappen, which includes Sexymo Promotions and Productions. So check it out. It's being updated.
Okay, that was Greg. Kayla.
Hey, Mike, what you got going on?
Oh, yeah, hold on.
And we're slow with the button press.
Of course.
And then we come in. With Mike's playlist.
Every time I see your face.
Oh my god.
What is happening?
I'm about to get sexy on him. Hold on.
Oh my goodness.
I got this R&B kit. And I got this R&B suitcase. Hold on.
Is those? Why are you lighting candles?
This little baby oil. Hold on.
Lotion what? All over your body.
What you gonna do with the baby oil?
Say my lady.
Excuse me. Where did those
incense come from?
Tell me what's wrong.
What you gonna do with the baby oil?
When your boyfriend.
Oh my god.
When you're snuggy.
Come on.
What is happening?
Who's the key?
I don't understand what's going on here.
I'm sorry.
What happened?
I don't know what video he thinks he's in.
He's in Music Video Connection. Before Friday night, there was music video.
Hey,
first of all,
what
the? For real? That's what
we're
doing?
Wow. That was. Oh, I'm sorry. He's sexy now. We're messing his vibe, but man, don't kill my vibe. We got you. Go ahead.
That's okay. That's okay.
And you take it there. You take it there. He needs a hug. Somebody hug him from afar.
Don't sing.
He put the glasses back on. And that's why
he just went from one video to another one.
Don't sing.
Is that
really?
Jodeci?
I don't know what video he's in now.
I'm killing the game right now.
That's Alexander O'Neal.
Where are Doves coming from?
That's Alexander O'Neal, baby.
Yeah, what do you know about that?
Before Charlie Wilson, there was fake.
Right. So real quick, I want to thank all of our listeners.
Silent yes,
exactly. Can you not sing?
Girl boo. Anyway, so
what is happening?
Hey, for real quick.
Lucky he ain't say all tea, all shade.
Hey, real quick. I just want to thank everybody
with
for listening.
Hands. No, right. With the hands.
No tea, no shade. All tea. You throw all tea, shade. All shade.
Girl
all
boo. Shade.
Girl back. Girl late.
Wow.
Anyway, real quick. I want to thank everybody for listening to the O-Back Radio Show from the bottom of my heart and everybody around. We appreciate y'all listening. And dealing with my rant today. My rant was awesome. And I didn't even write that down. I just do little.
Said it from my chest.
Yeah, said it with my chest. I have no shows coming up, but I'm going to go to Greg's show.
Okay.
And I think there's something going on May 17th, but I can't remember. What
Comedy
it is.
Supreme.
Comedy Supreme is going
to
be there.
Shout out to Dayla.
Yeah, she's Dayla actually going to be here next week.
Oh, awesome.
She's going to be here next week. So she's going to be here, and she's going to tell us about the Comedy Supreme. Again, if you missed the first three seasons, you're going to hear it again. About the Comedy Supreme, because we love her. That's my mother, my comedy mom.
Yeah.
I want to shout out. I want to shout out all our new Twitter followers. We're up from 216 to 234.
Woo! Taking over the world.
Oh, yeah. And now you can follow us on Instagram at Open Mic Podcast, Open Mic Radio Podcast. All the pictures that I took today, which was all two of them, will be uploaded. Will be uploaded onto that site. Open Mic, omicb.com is redone and rehashed. It's going to be published May 15th.
Nice.
May 15th, I'm going to drop it there. I'm just waiting for a few more things to happen for me. Coming up next is the Rex Stanley Show at 4 and at 6:30 is Third Eye Radio. Thanks for Tig for calling in. I want to thank my man Ian for stopping through.
Turned down for what?
Ian. Make sure you check out his room out there in DC. What's the location again?
Ziba. 3423 14th Street.
Columbia Heights.
Northwest.
I endorse that room.
I do too.
I endorse that room. Go see that room. Go to my favorite barbershop, Genesis Barbershop. They got tight t-shirts. I know. Snuggies. I'm sweating as we speak profusely because I can't breathe. Call Just Ride Transportation. They'll
pick you.
You
can't breathe.
Pause.
You said profusely.
Profusely. Call Just Ride Transportation. They'll pick you up in a horse and buggy and take you right down the street and pick you right back up in same said horse and buggy and take you right back to your house. I'm your host, Mike Brown, with my man Greg.
Yes, sir.
DJ Kayla.
I'm truly awesome.
Keith.
Miss you, Glow.
Mo.
Take care, people.
Ian, thanks for coming through again.
Tig, stay alive.
Thanks for having me.
And I think Tig is still alive, so we're good to go. Coming up next is Rex Stanley. This is Rip Radio Network, Old Mike B. Old Mike Radio Show. We got to go because I done messed up my
phone. Love you guys.
Got to go.
Bye.
You're my sunshine.
Don't
say when and I go.
Wow.
I can't go a day without
my sunshine. Yes, you can.
I'm gonna do this. Is the part where I, this is the part where I'm like I'm
middle of
the
beat. This is the part where he's playing the fake keyboard.
Oh, no.
I'm gonna play.